seems like a continuation of hour number one. You're Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Everybody else has evaporated. That's okay.
Evacuated.
Evacuated and evaporated. So we'll keep the good news to ourselves, Jennifer. How's that? Nobody else will be entitled to having the good news that's blowing through our window. Later on, Jennifer has the update on what's going on in television. Some interesting things. I like this smartphone app that's coming to televisions. Draw Something.
Like that's
Pictionary.
A TV show.
That?
Yeah, right, I play Draw Something on my phone.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes when I have time, I run out.
All right. So I'm looking at a couple of different things here that I find interesting and compelling. You know how that works? Sometimes things are interesting, but they're not extraordinarily compelling.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that too.
We'll
the things that people, the things that people follow on Twitter and Facebook, for example, they're always, they're really not always that compelling. They seem to be important in some way, shape, or form, but they don't, they're not really, they don't grab you. You know what I mean? You don't know what I mean.
No, I do know what you mean. They don't get you, bring in.
Yeah.
Make you go, wow.
Get you. It's get you.
Jaw-dropping.
Right, exactly. All
well,
right,
we're going to talk about those non-jaw-dropping things, so get out your drool pillows, people. Go ahead, Dougie.
I am interested in a study.
Okay.
That suggests, we were doing good news, and then I just kind of...
decided, meh.
Yeah, right.
Veered to the right a little. I got you. Sorry.
A little bit. Okay. So there's a study that's been released about paddling at school. Do you know that a quarter of a million school children got paddled last year? And
no,
among that group...
That can't be right. We still paddle?
Among that group, blacks, American Indians, and children with disabilities got a large share of the punishment.
No.
Yes.
What schools? Are these public schools or private schools? Because public, so this couldn't be a public school.
Yes, it was. Public schools in Texas, for example, apparently are still doing this as early as public preschool. Those of you who live in Texas, what do you have to say about this? 800-510-8255. The study by the Human Rights Watch used Education Department data to show that while paddling has been declining, racial disparity still persists. That is, who gets paddled aren't the white kids, but the black kids, the Hispanic kids, American Indians, that sort of thing. Researchers interviewed students, parents, and school personnel in Texas and Mississippi. 40% of the kids who were paddled in Texas and Mississippi. All right, people in Texas and Mississippi. 800-510-8255. There are people who are moving out of Texas, they say, because of the widespread paddling that takes place. So how do you get away with this in this era? How do you do this? Listen to this. According to Human Rights Watch, the policy in Austin, Texas, in a school that they monitored, was to lock the classroom door when the bell rang, leaving stragglers to be paddled by an administrator patrolling the hallways. And even if schools make a mistake, they are unlikely to face lawsuits. In some of these schools where corporal punishment is allowed, teachers and principals generally have legal immunity from assault laws. That's the law in Texas. What do you think of that?
I can't. It just makes me, it's unbelievable that this is still happening to me. I had no idea.
In states where paddling is most common, black girls get paddled twice as often as white girls. Boys are three times as likely to be paddled as girls.
Well,
special
I understand
ed,
that.
Yeah. I knew you'd get that. Special ed students are more likely to be paddled than those who are not in, who are in regular classroom circumstances. My God. 800-510-8255. Tom is a Texan. All right, Tom, how do you view this in your state?
Well, four generations of teachers in my family contend that while inflicting harm on the child and paddling is not appropriate. That a paddling, the light paddling, as a correction to more embarrass the child than anything, is necessary to maintain order.
So is this light paddling or heavy paddling?
Well, just a spanking, not inflict harm on the child, just a correction in order to maintain a discipline in the classroom so that they can effectively teach these children.
All right, so you said four generations. Are you a teacher as well in your family?
I am not, but all of the women in my family for four generations, as far back as I can remember.
So do women teachers administer these paddlings, or is it men teachers or administrators? Who's administering this?
Well, in our schools, the teacher would just pull you aside and give you a spanking. If you were out of line,
what would likely be the what would be the cause of this?
What would be the infraction?
Well, being disruptive during class, talking while the teacher is teaching, laying hands on other children, you know, skirmishes, kids butt pushing and fighting, pinching, mm-hmm. boys pulling girls' hair. Disrupting the classroom.
Do you know if there's a warning system? Is there, you know, certain warnings before the paddling, or is the paddling used as the first line of defense with kids that are not behaving?
Oh, of course not. I mean, every teacher's different, but yes, a warning, you know, the teachers, forewarning the children is certainly appropriate.
Hmm.
It always was in my environment, yes.
Hmm. Pretty interesting. All right, Tom, thank you for that report.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know that I'd think it was cool. I remember as a school teacher for 3.5 years, there were some students. I taught middle school 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade English and speech when I was teaching in the late 60s, early 70s. And there were students who were a problem, and I dealt with it, but in a different way. Often I was the youngest teacher in the school, and I would often solicit some of the older teachers. Not only in terms of advice, but I'd bring them into, especially I'd seek out somebody else who had this particular student. I'd go find another teacher to find out if this person was a problem just for me or a problem for other teachers.
Right.
And so invariably I would find an older man, and most of the problems were boys. And we often would collaborate, sometimes talk to the student together. And I think that there's only, I could tell you in my memory, which isn't, you know, this is 40 years ago. So whether I remember us being effective most of the time. I can't tell you that we lost one or two or three or four. But I think most of it was always in a couple of divisions. I had five classes a day. Of mostly 7th and 8th grade. I had one 6th grade, and I think I had one 9th grade, but the other classes were, let's see, what did I have? One year I had 6th, 7th, 2 8th, and 1 9th. 8th graders were usually the most difficult, and I had two of those classes.
That's because the hormones are just
crazy. Absolutely.
Holy moly.
So that's part of the consideration when you work on these kids. Mm-hmm. And figure out a little bit about, most of the time, the older teachers would know the kids and they'd know their family background. And that's how you get to them a little bit, to calm them down or just understand or analyze what to do, because you cannot have student, you can't get anywhere if the classroom is disrupted. You can't get anything done. We've all been in classes where there have been a couple of kids who just needed attention so much. They were the class clowns, the cut-ups, whatever it was, and they just needed attention. So under the circumstances, you give it to them, but you give it to them in a way that that pulls them away from the other students. You don't let it take over the classroom, because you do that, you are dead, you've lost.
Right.
Neva is in Hebron, Ohio. Hi, Neva.
Hi.
So you are somebody who thinks this stuff works? Are you a teacher?
No, but my daughter is.
Your daughter is a teacher at what level?
She teaches 4 through 9.
4 through 9, so an expanded middle school. And what age does she find to be the most problematic?
Well, she has a disability class, I guess, and she does not paddle, not like Texas, but...
So in Ohio, it's legal to do this, is that what you're saying?
No, it's not. No, oh. I said she does not.
Oh, she doesn't. Okay, sorry.
It is not legal.
Yeah.
However... I think if it was legal like it used to be, I'm not talking about beating kids, but I don't see anything wrong with smacking a kid's butt.
Mm-hmm. Using a paddle or just your hand?
Up to a certain age, but I find it really weird to be spanking like a high school kid or a... you know what I mean? I don't have a problem. I don't have kids, but I know when I raise my kids, if you tell them why you're giving them the punishment, I don't have a problem with a little hit if you need it every now and then. But okay. In the school, I don't know if I want to choose having a teacher do that.
What does a teacher and what does a principal have in school that they can't, they have no control over these kids? That's why a lot of the kids are the way they are. They have no control over them. What do? Just say, okay, I'm sending you home. That's what they want in the first place.
Mm. Yeah, they don't want to go to school.
They have no correction over that kid.
Yeah. It's an interesting reality. I'm interested to hear what your experience was with your daughter. Thanks for recalling and sharing the story. The story goes on and on, but I thought this study was pretty, just really good to stimulate our thinking. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Granger. We voiced an answer for
Granger
that.
Granger, good. Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan McFadden's around in a few moments. 21 after on Good Day. Roberta's not here today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
I listen to this song, I get goosebumps. The performer's name, if you're not familiar with him, is Benny Mardonis. That's the song called Into the Night. This song was number one during this week in 1980. And then in 1989, Jennifer, the song was re-released. And it went to number two on the charts, and apparently Mardonis is hoping for a third bolt of success, because a lot of major, I mean, this, you hear this song everywhere on the so-called light AC stations,
yes,
some of the oldies stations. It is a simple, sweet love ballad, and has attracted the women. Love this song. Very powerful. Crank it up, Michael, will you? Yeah. Get you into the mood of the song. You'll know it if you hear a little of it. I think the wind up to this song, it goes back three or four times to the theme. Here he goes. So, this guy's never had another hit, by the way.
I'm surprised, because he has a really nice voice.
Yeah, I mean, great. He writes his own music. He's performed, mostly he's written songs for other people. But this thing just took on a life of its own. Apparently he's dealing with Parkinson's disease. And that's, yeah,
that's
sad
tough
reality, yeah.
Yeah.
But the program directors of these stations, you know, we all know how vapid most of these stations sound. It's the same music over and over and over and over and over again. The station, this is not too much inside radio, I don't think. But I will tell you that other than the country stations and the new the hit music stations, CHR stations, represented
right
by the station that Rick Dees basically commanded for,
like,
how many?
Top 40.
20 years he was number one on Kiss.
Sure.
And now Ryan Seacrest on the same station has the same success. It's the music and the people who are listening to it. There's this theory now that kids are not listening to the radio. They have their iPod, they have their iPad, they download stuff, they have their own radio stations. But if that's the case, how do you explain the popularity of CHR radio? This is where the action is, other than with some of the news talk radio stations. And then there are these light AC stations that have some contemporary music on them. But this song has been played over and over and over again. Now, tell me the truth, ladies,
yes,
especially, as you listen to that song,
it's
doesn't
hot
it do something? Every time you hear it, it gets you into,
you know,
that spot, into
it's
that place.
It's not the lyrics. It's his voice.
It's his voice.
He's got
Michael,
that little
start
bit
it
of
again.
Rasp.
Loop it again. because this is something that really is an amazing success story. And when you, you understand what this is a man wailing about what he would do with a woman. It's a, this is sort of like an Engelbert Humperdinck, a Tom Jones kind of song.
No,
I mean, updated.
You just dropped Engelbert Humperdinck.
But the songs that Engelbert Humperdinck and Tom Jones made popular 20 years before this guy, or maybe 10 years before this guy was around, is the same stuff. I maintain that women, I don't think there's any genius to this, buy most of the music. And
yeah.
The music that they are buying or downloading and they are listening to is not necessarily what gets played on the radio. Every once in a while, there's something that argues with that theory, and this song is one of... other than the wailing, I've said this before, I think women are so stimulated by listening to this guy's voice and the story that he's weaving here that it intrigues people. And I have to tell you, as a man, listening to it, every time I hear it, it's on the radio, I crank it up as loud as I can. I like it. I think it's a great story in this song. Listen again to a little of it. Benny Mardonis. If I could fly, I'd pick you up and take you into the night. What woman doesn't want that? Right? You'd like that, Jennifer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and then the background singers. By the way, Richie's going to be upset. One of the Funk Brothers died.
I know.
You see that?
I did.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember which one. It was Bob Babbitt, 74. He was the bass player. And for those of you who don't know who the Funk Brothers are, pretty much every Motown hit that ever was, the music, that is the instrumentation for the song, was created by the Funk Brothers. And it wasn't usually written. They just listened. Somebody create the lyric line, and these guys would come up with the music. And it's really amazing what these guys did. All right, so there's our music lesson. You can tell I'm all excited about that, right?
I know.
I wish Benny Mardonis well. I hope it becomes a hit for the third time, something that I don't think has ever been done before, frankly.
That'd be cool.
Half past the hour on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Now 33 after the hour. Would you? Why?
Every time I say something to you, Rich puts my mic back on, so I always go. Psh, psh,
psh.
I'm telling you, don't forget we have to talk about social media.
Yes, we do. We have to say hi to some of our stations in Puerto Rico, for example. Hello, folks listening in the New Orleans area, Oklahoma City. There's a surge in listenership there, Richie, and New Jersey. There are a lot of what we're finding is there's more interest in those so-called hybrid talk music stations. Mm-hmm. More and more stations, they're playing a little bit of music here and there and having conversation about things that are not political, like the station we're on, one of the stations in Kentucky and down in the New Orleans area. So, tips on making the day better. That's part of the good day routine. Jennifer Horn, along with Rich McFadden. Roberta is off for the rest of the week. She on a boat somewhere?
She's river. On her boat, yes.
She's on
I
her boat.
I think a speedboat in the Bay of Fort Hormuz or wherever.
Pigs, right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's see here. Where are we? Oh, we have Jennifer to check on the social media. We have a lot of progress here. A lot of people
Many
are seemingly happen. Finding the flash into our Facebook world. And Twitter. So what's the update, Jen?
Definitely go there today because Dr. Jay Kumar, who's a contributor to our show, has posted 20-minute meditation tips, which
cool.
is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then yesterday we were talking about the Olympics, and I asked, what is your favorite event? It was a mixed bag. And Judy Marshall said she is not excited about the Summer Olympics. She likes the Winter Olympics. Tom Connolly said, didn't Doug participate in the decathlon in Mexico City, 1968? Dougie, did you do that?
Say that again. What happened?
Tom Connolly wanted to know if you participated in the decathlon in Mexico City, 1968.
Tom likes pulling your leg, doesn't he?
Tom Connolly yanked somebody else's chain. Thanks, Tom.
That's Jim said, no, KTSM. He's thinking about the upcoming college and NFL football seasons. Ray said, no, I have no interest in it. Christine said, yes, gymnastics, swimming, volleyball, hooray. Adeline says she prefers the Winter Olympics. We also talked about the most adventurous things that you've ever done. A lot of people talking about rock climbing. Chrissy said that she ordered a hot dog off a cart in downtown L.A., and she says she still shudders about that one. John said, whitewater rafting. Judy said, moved to a foreign country. Colleen married a military pilot, and we have other people that toured Europe and the Swiss Alps and all kinds of good stuff. Right now, we're tracking your favorite cell phone app. If you have a cell phone, do you use apps? If you do, what is your favorite? And also tracking the story that Doug told us out of Texas about a school that paddles their children for discipline. Are you for it or against it? We're taking your comments right now, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
And also at 800-510-8255. Before Jennifer does her television report, because Richie got tied up in traffic, he did not hear our discussion of Benny Mardonis's reappearance on the charts for, let's see, you know, since 1980. So that would be, what, 30 years? This song was first released. This guy was 30 years old when he released this song first, 1980. It became number one during this week in 1980.
Right.
Then the song was re-released in 1989 and again shot up the charts. It was number two for a number of weeks. And now, this is the first time in the history that I know of pop music that a song has been released, I guess, re-released. That song
What's the purpose
played?
Of, is it with a movie or something? Or what's the
nope.
purpose of its re-release?
Nope, because this song, you all know about focus groups. And for those who don't, focus groups are done not in just radio and television, entertainment, you know, businesses like Kraft might do a focus group on the taste of its cheese. They get 25 people in a room, and they all are people that use the product, and they ask them, well, what do you think of this, that, and the other thing? Well, when it comes to particular types of music, research companies will get 25, 30 people in a room, and they'll play them certain songs in order to decide how to program a particularly formatted radio station, whether it's country or light AC or soft rock or hit the pop music stations. Excuse me. This song, Richie, has consistently, you look at any of these, there's four or five of these research companies, and every single time they have ever tested a pop song, this song wins with women from 25 to 49. Hands down, this song just explodes. There's something about how women, when they hear this song, perceive of the action and the story. If I could fly, and if I'd take you, grab you, and take you into the night.
You're not going to cry during this.
It's just amazing.
You are not going to do it.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Come on, man. Man up.
Yeah. All right. So during the course of this discussion, Jenna, I compared Benny Mardonis to Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck from 10, 15 years earlier. And Jennifer said she had never heard an Engelbert Humperdinck.
No, I said I wasn't sure that I had, because I know his name, but not sure what he said.
So this is Tom Jones and one of his big hits. He had about 12, maybe 14 songs from the mid-60s to the late 70s. He's still outperforming now. A guy from Wales came over here and just did extraordinarily well.
Such white guy music.
He's an Elvis. He's an Elvis knockoff.
Right, yeah. But he did it in a little different way, because he didn't he used sex differently than Elvis did, basically, to sell himself and to sell the song.
However Elvis did it, that's how I'd like to order it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Richie, you got an Engelbert Humperdinck song there? Number, this is the biggest song here.
I absolutely know this.
Yeah, do you know this song?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Engelbert's
a little bit more Nat King Cole, Johnny Mathis.
He's more American, if you will.
No, Tom Jones is a little bit more rock and roll.
Yeah, a little heavier.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, but
as far as that kind of music can be, rock and roll.
Yeah, they're often compared. But I just think the Benny Mardonis song, and I said to Jennifer, if I hear this song, if I'm listening to a music station, and the station that I listen to just changed format in Boston, I didn't like it anyway because the songs had been too updated into the 80s. So, I mean, how many stations can you have in a market playing the hits of the 80s and 90s? My God. But there's nobody listening.
We only have one, and I'm pretty sure that one's not going to be around too much longer.
What, an oldie station?
We do not have an oldie station
in Washington.
In Washington, D.C., we do not have an oldie station. Yeah. We have one classic rock station, and that one's teetering on the brink.
Yeah. Well, then everybody's
going.
Country
in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, yeah, we have 98 MZQ.
Yeah. See, what they're going to do, Richie, though, is what they've done in now a number of larger markets. They were sort of leaving one company and one station had the CHR, which is Contemporary Hit Radio. They had that market. and it has expanded because that's the only place where there's any new, fresh music.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people who keep saying that kids don't listen to the radio, well, duh, how are these stations doing as well as they are if the kids aren't listening to them?
Yeah.
The kids are listening to stations that have a morning personality like Ryan. There's a guy in Boston named Matty Siegel who's been on the KISS station here for 34 years, and he still gets it. He's still entertaining. Women love him. And the station does number one box office business here. And that's, frankly, I mean, you find most of the stations that we're on are medium market stations because the conversation stations in the top, 15 markets would normally have their own morning program because they frankly don't want to give up their inventory. And I don't make this too inside, but they don't want to give up the commercials. That's how I make my living. Commercials here on the program are to support this program. And as long as I'm actually thinking about that, how about we do one? And then Jennifer's going to bring us the update on television. Don't forget our poll this week, too, at DougStefan.com. The Olympics starting. Will you watch them? A, I'll watch every minute I can. B, I'll only watch the events I care about. C, I'll probably tune in once in a while. D, I'll catch the highlights. E, I don't really care and probably won't watch any of it. So the Olympics will be on NBC, CNBC, now MSNBC is NBC.com or NBCNews.com or whatever that is. Bravo. USA. What are the other NBC cable channels? I mean, it's
you've got a lot of them.
Yeah,
already.
All over the
place. Telemundo.
Yeah.
No, Univision.
Univision.
And I will be watching ABC.
Yeah, okay. I'll be watching CBS probably.
I don't know.
All right, anyway, so the poll, another item for you to engage in. We're interested in your engagement here on the Good Day program. Doug Stefan. com. Who's keeping you from success, Richie? You may have tried to lose weight.
No. I mean that.
Yeah, right. To exercise, be healthier, find positive relationships, make more money, advance your career, get better grades in school. What has stopped you from accomplishing these things? The root of the problem may be deeper than you think. Visit this website, thefirstkey.com. /good day, GOODDAY. Thefirstkey.com/good day will help you identify and remove what has been called subconscious sabotage. Even if you realize how you're blocking your own success, you may not know how to overcome this blocking. The first key will show you how. Thefirstkey.com/good day. Will help you remove subconscious sabotage, help you discover a simple procedure that has helped so many people who had all kinds of obstacles, thus improve their lives. Thefirstkey.com/good day provides solutions that are simple, powerful, and very inexpensive. So why not move yourself ahead, get rid of the sabotage, figure it out. Go to thefirstkey.com/good day.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
There was 56. Now, 14 before the hour, is she, right? Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn.
Math, yes. 13 and a half. 1340.
All right, so Jennifer has the latest on Kelly Ripa's husband, in a manner of speaking, plus a lot of other miscellaneous television news. I like The View. Most people know that listen to this program. Although I'm trying to get the producers of the program, Richie, to find some of the Maury stuff and Jerry Springer, Steve Bilko.
That's awesome. I love
it. Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. Let me tell you.
Okay, Rich, tell us.
It's fun, but that will last. We'll do that about three times. And then he'll say what, Jennifer? This is all
stupid.
The same. It's stupid, and it's the same every day.
Yeah.
Maury's, who's your baby daddy?
Yeah.
Jerry is, why did you...
beat up your wife.
Beat up your wife husband. In the trailer park.
Yeah.
It's all the same, every day. Same
I
show.
Love it, though. Come on.
Well,
we need
good
a little
for a laugh.
Yeah,
you remember my philosophy about Jerry Springer, right?
I don't remember offhand.
That they actually shoot the show in the back of a Walmart.
Oh,
when you're
in
shopping at any particular Walmart, they can come drag you in there and say, would you like to be on the Jerry Springer show?
Yeah.
We're taping right here in the back.
Yeah. All right, so the discussion yesterday on Bruce Springsteen and Paul McCartney getting shut down in England, really very interesting takes on it, pretty much all the same. We all know how the Brits are. The ladies on The View had their own take on it. It was pretty interesting.
You know what's crazy? What happened last night? Bruce Springsteen was jamming with Paul McCartney in London's Hot Pool Saturday night. And they were just, you know, love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. And born to love you, yeah, yeah. And child, somebody pulled the plug. They were like, you're done. And because it was at the, they were a half hour past the park's curfew. And officials say it was for public safety. But I have to tell you, they're very lucky that people did not lose their minds and it's running the stage. Because you would have eaten that stage. Because, look, these are two icons beyond icons. And on stage, and a critic friend of mine said it was the absolute best concert he'd ever heard. And I have to say, what the audience missed was the words that Bruce had to say after, you know, performing with Paul McCartney. So they didn't miss any of the songs, but still, you know.
But that's
not the
kind of veterans in the business. That's what you do when a person just starting out. You cut the lights and the microphone off. Bruce and Paul.
She's right.
Starting out, right. Shut the lights. Go home.
Gotta go.
Hi, Jennifer. Give us the rest of the television news that's fit to hear.
Hey, I don't know if you've heard, but the Church of Scientology has been in the news a little bit lately.
No!
Have you, have you heard anything? Just
Richie, did you get that?
No.
Is that in the headlines?
I haven't heard that at all.
No, really. Okay.
Well, you might hear a little bit more from them, if it's even possible. The Church of Scientology recently purchased KCET-TV in Los Angeles, and they just made an announcement that they're starting a... And they spent $42 million for it, by the way. They've said that that is going to be their central media hub for their growing world network of churches and production of religious television and radio broadcasting.
Mm.
So it looks like Scientology is going to have a network near you very soon. And they have lots of stars because John Travolta is a star with the Scientologist Kelly Preston. Jason Lee is a Scientologist. Jenna Elfman, Juliette Lewis, Catherine Bell, Elizabeth Moss.
Allie,
for Kirstie Alley, Tom Cruise. So they'll have lots of programming.
I've always wondered why they aren't more public. I mean, they always kind of stay in
secret.
The background.
Yeah.
It's a secret. What about Kelly Ripa's husband?
Yes.
What's he doing?
All My Children star.
Is she still on that, by the way, with him? Kelly
All My Children?
Yeah.
All My Children was canceled a year ago.
Oh, excuse me.
You didn't hear me crying? I was moaning for you. Like, I just stopped, I think, because I missed that show. All right. He's joined the cast of FX's American Horror Story. He's going to play a patient at an institution for the criminally insane where Jessica Lange's character works. That's fun. And he's hot, so he'll be nice.
All right. Charlie Sheen's giving away his money.
He is. He's giving away 1% of the profits from anger management, and he's guaranteeing at least $1 million to the USO, which
that's
is really
pretty cool, Richie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Plus, HBO announced their third season of Game of Thrones will start March 31st,
really?
And Sons of Anarchy comes to FX on September 11th.
Charlie Sheen's story is right front and center at DougStephan.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you know how much I am concerned about your health and well-being. You hear me talking all the time. Sometimes it's my own experiences. Sometimes there are paid stories, things that I approve of, things that I endorse, things that I think will be helpful to you. And I'll tell you up front, sometimes it's pretty obvious that these are commercials and the ideas that are presented. However, if it's just a commercial and I'm, passing along a message from somebody, Richie will tell you, it takes 60, 65, 70 seconds. But if it's something sure that I really believe in, Richie will at 3 minutes say, okay, time's up. Because I do get myself involved in things that I would probably tell you, I shouldn't say this too loudly, because one of the advertisers say, oh, well, I have to pay him. He'll talk about this stuff, but I don't have to pay him. But it's true that we have so many problems, health problems in our country, that are created by lack of knowledge. If you really knew what was going on inside of your body, you honestly wouldn't do the things that some of you do. You wouldn't eat what you eat. You wouldn't act the way you act. You wouldn't expose yourself to some of the things that you expose yourself to. So if we work toward educating people that there are things going on in your body that you ought to know about, try to get people to have their annual physical, try to get people to be conscious of what to do to prevent illness. I've invited Scott Fardulis, who is a fellow connected to these longevity products that I've been talking about. Matter of fact, I think, Scott, you're the rookie of the year when it comes to selling these products around the country or to your friend. You get started selling to friends and relatives, right?
That is correct, Doug.
And how did you find this stuff? What was your health picture? What was it that attracted you at first to have a team and now connected to the Doug Steffen team at DougSteffenTeam.com? What was going on with you and your health?
I always wanted to make a difference in the lives of people from a health standpoint. When I was younger, meaning about 10 years ago, I watched my dad have a heart attack right in front of me. Mm. And let me tell you, that is an eye-opening experience. And I just really believe that there was no excuse why anyone should have to watch a relative undergo that kind of experience. And fortunately, my father lived.
Good.
And I had an opportunity to meet Dr. Wallach in person, and he really had an impact on my life.
Joel Wallach came up with this idea. When I first was associated with this company, it wasn't called Youngevity. It was called Longevity. And it's turned its focus onto into the premise of getting you to understand that you don't have to grow old in the sense that you become frail and weak and out of health. I'm very blessed that I have great health at my age, and it's because I've been conscious of it. And a lot of you may be at different ages, but you can do the same sort of thing. So your dad, did you find these products as a result of your dad's experience, or had you found them already and you got him onto them?
I actually had developed the As Slim As Possible product. We call it ASAP for short.
Right.
Top six killers right now are heart disease, cancer, stroke, respiratory disease, Alzheimer's, and diabetes. And obesity is right at the core of these top issues that we just discussed.
All right. So how do these tie into some of the other things that I've talked about? If you go to DougStephanTeam.com, you see the 90 for life, 90 essential nutrients. They're tied into these other things that are important for supplementation, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And so what is the common denominator here? What is it that we all need to know and we need to have in our bodies? If you can summarize that in a few seconds.
Absolutely. You know, there's something we call 90 for life, and Dr. Wallach talks about how there's 90 essential nutrients that everyone needs every day of their lives for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And really, unless we're getting those 90 essential nutrients, we're not doing ourselves any favors. I think one of his favorite quotes, and one that I certainly adhere to, is this: it's not what you eat that kills you, it's what you don't eat
that
kills you.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line. Scott, thank you. My advice, or I guess our suggestion, is you visit DougStephanTeam.com and listen to some of Dr. Joel Wallach's lectures. Make a lot of sense. Join the Doug Stephan Team. Go to DougStephan.com or call 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. Our thanks to Scott Pardulis and his 90 for Life campaign, helping people get healthy, stay healthy.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.